Boss Man Show. Time for the Boss Report with my man Nacho Man Neek out of the city of the 901, Memphis, Tennessee. The dirty, dirty south, the mid-south on the Mississippi River. The one on himself, Mr. Neek Cooper. What's up, Neek?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Another Boss Report that will be surely to make somebody mad.
Just going to get ready for that one.
Exactly. Well, Neek, I'm going to start you off in Florida, of course. Florida woman stripper attacked after she farted in man's face, giving him a dance.
Who attacked her? The guy?
Yeah, she was bent over, shaking it, and she ripped one in his face.
That was quite an unpleasant thing. But
I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine.
Twerking and you just hear a fart just rip one in your face.
He said he felt the hot lava hit him in the face. We say he felt the hot lava.
Wow.
Yes, she was bent over. He was probably right here. I guess she was for him to feel the
look. He probably felt it, but I don't think he's gonna feel it if she got a bikini on.
Whew, I can't imagine.
You might smell it though.
Okay, I hate to be this guy, but I'm gonna be this guy. Strip club in the middle of a pandemic though?
Yeah, that too.
But it's Florida. Ain't no rules though.
They've been open all this whole thing.
Yeah, so I'm just like,
They shut down for 2 months. It was like, okay, we're back open.
That's new. We had the drive through bowling ball last show.
Right.
Now we have, it probably happens. It's going to get reported that it happens.
No, it probably happens or they hold it in because they know something can happen.
Let it rip, though. Like,
I'm just saying, folks. She probably, like, most people probably learn how to hold it in. I guess she couldn't hold that one in.
Get this: the charge. He wasn't charged, though.
Wow.
They viewed it as mutual, a mutual assault.
Wow. Then again, it's Florida.
I did not know somebody farting in your face could let you attack them and you'd be even.
Right. We even. How?
He got the skate.
How? How are we even? This is equal. She farted. She got punched. How does that equal?
Maybe they're going with pain and suffering and trauma, maybe, and throwing that in there, too.
Because Florida.
So.
That's all I can say on that.
In Florida, if you fart in somebody's face, you can fire on them and it'd be even.
Pretty much.
I learn something new every show.
We do.
Bowling balls we thrown to drive through windows.
Man had in his back seat chilling.
you get a lap where you're getting a twerk fest, a stripper dance in your face, and she rips one. You can attack her, and you even.
I don't even think the shit was on purpose, but goodness, man. That's not an eye for eye type of thing to me.
She stated that she had some Cajun wings and lemon pepper wings prior to working.
Sound like something out of a strip club story right there. It's a strip club story.
Yeah, so ladies, I'm gonna say before you go to do your thing, do your set or whatever you're doing, let's not mix in the strip club nourishment because you might have an incident where you fire off a cannon somebody's face and they're gonna lose their mind.
Maybe it's just their stomach. I don't know. They've had gas in them. Strip club.
Exactly. Woo-wee. Oh man, Florida man arrested for stealing four stimulus checks out of mail of his neighbors so he can turn and flip and buy him some bricks.
How are you stealing your neighbor's stimulus checks, first of all? That means you were waiting by the doggone mailbox waiting to see.
Exactly.
Because ain't no way. There's no way. There's no way. He knew that they won't get their checks unless he was just waiting and with them at a mailbox.
Yep.
Also, how he think he's going to cash them? Name's not on them. That's a government check. You can't go to a liquor store and cash it. Where you gonna go? Nowhere. So you've been wasting your time. Just give them their checks.
Went to jail for nothing.
Nothing.
Oh man. We got this. Hundreds arrested in Florida for breaking COVID-19 protocol during their spring break runs down there.
I saw the video, so let them go to jail. They got rules, bro.
Exactly.
Still in the middle of the pandemic, y'all out there wilding. I have no sympathy for that.
It gets worse.
Sorry.
It just gets about to get worse. Four Florida men arrested for throwing 18 bowling balls at people on the beach having a good time.
Where do Florida people get all this strength from? Are you just throwing a bowling ball at folks?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, how do you just about? All right, I got another one. Let me get this one. Florida people have a weird mindset when it comes to fun.
Bowling balls at people on the beach.
At the beach.
You can give them a concussion or kill them. Minimum cause a bruise. Maximum cause of death. Mid-grade cause a concussion.
My thing is, with people yelling and telling them to move when the shit was coming. Because if I see somebody bowling ball come, I'm like, oh shit, move out the way. I expect that to happen for me too, but it's Florida, so you never know.
I'm gonna just slide to the side. I know I'm petty.
I'm just gonna slide to the side so I get knocked out. For shame.
It ain't my fight. Hey, I mean, I'm sorry you wasn't aware of your surroundings. I just slide to the side.
For shame.
My bowling ball. Damn, I'm sorry. Damn. Should have been head on a swivel. When I'm in Florida, head on a swivel.
Need more than a head on a swivel. Might need to have cameras for blind spots just in case.
Man. It gets worse from here. Miami spring breakers are arrested for shooting bow and arrows at people on the beach as well.
Were they the sticky kind or the one that'll harm you?
The rubberized kind, just to mess with you.
I don't got no problem with that. That's just weird fun, but if it was a real ass arrow, nah.
As you said earlier, why are you joining yourself to the beach anyway?
Right.
You know, bowling balls, bow and arrows. Because the next story is similar. It's similar, but it's not. It's a smaller situation.
Right.
We got Florida men arrested for throwing baseballs at people on Jacksonville Beach.
Note to self, stay away from the beach in Florida. You can't even say from Jacksonville. Goodness.
Hey, that's low-key crazy up there.
Right. That's the one place that you would at least expect somebody to throw a baseball at you. Way on the beach.
Makes no sense.
Oh, no beach for me in Florida. I'm straight.
Man, looky here.
That's the same hotel.
Looky here, though. Cubs prospect Jesus Camargo arrested after 21 pounds of meth were found in his workout bag.
21 what?
21 pounds of meth.
21 pounds?
Yes.
Not 23 pieces.
21 pounds.
Pounds.
Yes.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get caught? I want to know that.
A tip.
Somebody ratting him out.
Snitches get stitches.
Damn baseball players out here ratting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Nick, what are your thoughts on Derrick Jackson getting caught with his extramarital affair after he'd been making lives hard for single men for many years? If he has little rants on social media about how he's the upstanding man that he thinks he is.
I mean, for me, I didn't know who he was. I realized I seen two or three of his videos. One of them didn't make no sense. Another one was all right. And the other one was like, I don't know. So for me, I have no horse in this fight or race or whatever we gotta do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But as for him like cheating and stuff like that, you can't just be making videos about saying people, why men cheating stuff like that, and you out here cheating.
Most definitely.
But at the same time, I don't even get why people go on at him like that. But then again, I get because he's popular and he gives relationship advice. Yeah, that makes sense. But me, I'm just not going to go at dude like that.
Many of these relationship advice guys tend to be shady anyway, though.
Right. So that's my thing.
Yeah, he tend to be very, very shady. And I'm like, really?
I mean, I just don't think it's worth a headline. I just find it weird that when he was doing videos, his wife wasn't in on none of that. But the video of him making amends, talking about why I've seen and stuff like that, she's all in the video. So I think
typical scammerific. Cover fire.
Yeah, basically kind of using her for cover fire, and I don't like that either. That's the one thing I don't like. Your wife gonna marry away. We didn't even know she existed. Now all of a sudden, here she is. We get caught up with a scandal. So I went with that part. Not at all.
The girl like a hostage in that video. She's like a hostage.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna do this video with me because I need you for support though.
Man, I wouldn't even have her there. I just want to tell the truth and call it a day.
But you know they got put on the show, though.
What's the point of bringing her up?
The curry favor, get sympathy, like she's the forgiving wife to sell a narrative.
Yeah, I know. That's the narrative, but to me, it makes her look bad. And then make her look better. I mean, worse. I'm sorry, not better, worse. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. I was like, good riddance to bad rubbish. And as your co-host, not understand my language, BDS, Jason Whitlock, is talking about is going full anti-vax. Saying just pray to God, eat your vitamins, and you'll be okay. You know, he has sold his soul for years. I'm glad that BDS is getting called out more and more. And not that I support Clay Travis or anything he does, but he got what he had coming to him by trying to, you know, run to the conservative right wing to be a mouthpiece to say stuff they can't say because they'll get called racist. So I'm glad Jason Hamhock got what he had coming to him with his anti-vaccine nonsense he's talking about. He wants people to die. And his big ass should be the main one getting the damn vaccine.
My thing is, man, with COVID, we don't know the long-standing effects of it. So I think a lot of people need to get vaccinated. But I know a lot of people don't trust vaccinations as is, but at the same time, when it comes to this one's a whole different type of monster. And I think we need to get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
So to be like, oh, yeah, just take your vitamins and do it. Nah, get vaccinated too.
Yeah, and I'm not a vaccinating person, but I'm going to get this vaccine, though.
Right.
I ain't had a vaccine since 2005. A meningitis shot.
Right.
To go to TSU. Last shot I've gotten was that shot July 05. A meningitis shot.
That's it.
But going forward, I will get a COVID vaccine and a flu vaccine going forward just to save myself.
Right.
We all got to go, but I don't want to go. I don't want to go do the COVID if I ain't got to.
Right. I feel you on that.
So Hamhock needs to shut the hell up. You BDS. I got to keep it FCC clean. You BDS. Let me you suck Lansing Rambo. That's what I'm saying, but you get what I'm saying, sucker. You suck Lansing Rambo. That's not against the FCC rules. AKA BDS. You know what that means if you're one of them. You suck Lansing Rambos. That's all I gotta say about that.
Oh boy.
Yes. There are many of suck Lansing Rambos who work at the 404 team that I won't mention. That's all I'm gonna say.
You're gonna keep it at that.
Yes, I am. And Krispy Kreme niggas giving out free donuts if you bring them your vaccination card. If you bring your card, you get a free donut a day the rest of this year. You're gonna get you a donut when you get your shot every day?
I already got my shot. I just ain't went and got the second one yet.
But take your car, get you a donut every day.
But I don't feel like driving to Bartlett, so therefore I'm not doing it.
And plus, you don't want to run in to get a ticket either.
Right. $95 ticket.
Yes, indeed. NBA young boy arrested after going Grand Theft Auto style chase because he had a federal warrant on him.
He had a federal warrant when he was trying to chase people?
Yeah, he went on a chase. I mean, he ran from the cops, boy. He was going like Grand Theft Auto.
A Fed case.
Yeah.
Now, you know damn well running from Feds is not a good idea.
Not at all.
Also, if they got a case on you, that means they've been building that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know you better hope your lawyer good.
Exactly. Here we go, Neek. We got soup cookie syndrome. Maskless Karen caught on camera calling black New York City bakery employee a bitch-ass N-word. The woman said she ain't racist because her husband's black. That don't mean nothing.
Man, I saw that. She got kids is biracial. So to me, I feel bad for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the guy that's out here letting his woman say that, nah. She know who, I think if she said it to the wrong employee, it would have been an entirely different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, you might need to take them kids away from her.
Most definitely. Oh, man. Here we go. Two Florida spring breakers twerk on police car, injure themselves and the officer.
How did they injure the officer?
Trying to apprehend them, they try to jump up on top of the car and get them slipped off the car. And
oh, okay.
Then the girls, in trying to escape, got injured too. So, four injuries.
So, they were twerking trying to escape.
Mm-hmm.
That only works in movies, man. That only works in movies. Not in real life. Stop playing with yourself. Stop playing.
Exactly. Florida woman pretending to be a plastic surgeon arrested after botching booty implants in the Motel 6.
Wow. That's a tough one. So she pretended to be a pretended to know what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Botched it. And it was in the Motel 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard some of these folks be doing like makeshift surgeries in hotels or whatnot.
Yeah, silicone injections. I know that in Atlanta. By the airport, you can go out there and get some silicone injections at the Super 8.
But my thing is, what will make you be that gullible to get some bush shots in a Motel 6?
They thirsty for that nice big behind. And it be somehow be cement, it be mixed up stuff.
Right. So you don't know what's mixed in it, and you're in the Motel 6. So if it happens and you get blotched, you gotta go to the hospital immediately.
And it looks bad too. I've seen a few of those botched injections, how the booty gets lumpy at the injection point. It's not pretty.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it at all.
Not at all.
It's like the Miami Heat plans to have vaccinated only sections at home games for those who have gotten the vaccines.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because a lot, you don't know who, like, when you go into those games, you don't know who's been vaccinated or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting next to an anti-vaxxer, and you've been vaccinated, that's a whole nother war right there. So I'd rather them just put them in one particular spot or particular areas in your court, and that'd be okay, and that'd be fine. So that makes sense. I can see a lot of other NBA other NBA teams doing that.
Ooh-wee. Well, neat, we got this. Florida woman pulls Popeye's worker through the drive-thru window, beats him down for getting mild, not spicy chicken meat. She got out of her car, went to the window, jerked them out, was giving them the hands.
How?
She leaned in too close and got caught.
I know the spice is good, but not good enough to let me beat up somebody. I'll wait 5 minutes, but I ain't gonna beat up nobody while I wait 5 minutes for the spice to come out. So.
Terrible.
Terrible. Going to another one. There's like Popeyes everywhere, I guess.
Oh, man. Florida man arrested trying to pay for his 10-piece from KFC by showing the cashier as Johnson.
I expect that for somebody to do that for Popeyes, but not KFC.
Exactly.
Real chicken is good. Don't get it twisted, but for fried chicken, they're going to go to Popeyes, pull the dick out.
Exactly.
I wouldn't expect them to do that KFC.
Oh, yes. Florida man, Stone Cold Stunt's pastor, who came to his house asking about the tithes he ain't been paying.
I wouldn't do the same thing.
You condone that one.
Yeah, like, why are you asking me about tithes right now in the middle of the pandemic when I ain't got no job?
Came to his door.
Did you come to his door and ask for why you donated to no tithes and offering? I'd be ready to punch him too. But in this case, Stone Cold was stunning. So, like I said, why are you on? Why? I wouldn't have did it. Why? Hands down. Hands down. I wouldn't have did that. I respect that guy. What? He got to go find me so we can get him out of jail.
We need to get him out of jail. I'm going to do the same thing too, probably. Oh, right. Man. Oh, well, Neek, this is we need to help this guy maybe too, Neek. Florida man arrested after pulling up chicks dressed in Publix and licking her booty hole.
In Publix?
Publix.
Lift up her dress.
She's 48 years old. He was 38 years old and liked what he saw and pulled it just went with the licking. She said at first she didn't care for it, but then it got to feeling good and she went with it. It still says still got gay. It's still arrested for. It's Florida, man. What do you expect?
Florida, boy, I'm telling you. Damn Florida, man.
So, let's break this down real fast. I'm an ass man. Y'all know I'm an ass man. I ain't about to go pull up no dress, even though I see the booty moving and rocking, and go toss some salad in the middle of Publix. Furthermore, it's Florida. It's hot. It's warm. It could have been sweaty. She could have just used the bathroom. You're going right in. Not only are you freaky and crazy, you nasty at the same damn time. And you're in the middle of Publix.
I like Publix like the next man, but I'm not going to eat nobody's random butt in the middle of, in the middle of Publix. I'm sorry.
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
Oh, Lord, I'm in Florida. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Florida man arrested after masturbating with a pickle outside of Target.
What?
Yes.
Was it a fake masturbating or was he really, really masturbating?
Oh no, he was pants down, sticking it up his rectum, and playing with his stuff with his left hand.
Yeah, he gotta go to jail on that one.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna go delve down the path of what I think about that. Leave that part alone. I'm gonna leave that part alone, what I think about what he was doing. So yeah.
You gotta go.
I'm sorry, report the news and keep on going. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Florida man crashes city truck after stealing grills and stealing lawnmowers from Home Depot.
Wow. That's a lot. That is a lot. How did he get the truck? He stole it?
You know how they have set up outside?
Yeah.
He brought a truck that just puts them on the back of the truck. He was gonna get away with it, but he crashed the daggum car on the highway.
It was no police chasing them?
No.
So that means them folks were not paying attention at all until the last minute.
Because they already outside the store. It's no idea. It's nothing on them. They're already outside. Easy heist.
Yeah, easy heist until you crash the car, basically.
They may would have saw the license tag them, but maybe you traced it back to somebody. But
right
beyond that, you was good.
Good heist until the end.
Got a few more to go here in Florida. A few more to go. Florida man hired fake candidate with the same last name as a Democratic candidate and successfully flipped and stole the election.
Right, with the same name?
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same person, though.
Yeah. Yeah, the fake candidate and got over.
So how did he get over if they got a whole damn picture of him?
Hey, they caught on to him and he's in jail.
Good, because that's just... Also, that whole system needs to be redone if that can happen. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
We do the whole thing.
Neat. You all know what... Well, before I tell you a story, well, I'm going to read a story for you. We're going to play a game after I tell you a story. Follow me. Florida man arrested for pulling a gun on cop after officer gave him a ride home. Guess what race he was?
He was white?
Of course he was.
Wow.
You win a prize today.
Nigga can't even say gun near a cop. Can't even say it. You can't be like gun.
It.
Can't say fun. Can't say we're done. None of that.
You don't catch a bullet.
Whole gun.
Gave him a ride home. All I gotta say is, huh?
Like, he gave you a ride home and you still pulled a gun out on him. He must have said something.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't let that slide because he's white.
And see, this is where I try to tell, I know some of my our white brothers get mad when we bring up white privilege, but it's real. This is it right here. In corporate world, it's real. That's why you can hire your husband, your sister-in-law, brother-in-law, son, daughter, and it be all good. And when we want to do it, you asking questions. Why are you hiring your homeboys? Well, you hired your wife. Your wife got a job here. Your cousin got a job here. Your daughter got a job here. Your son got a, but I can't hire my homeboys because I get a position of power to hire somebody. That's white privilege. I'm sorry. It's real. I know it triggers some of my white listeners. It does. I know it triggers some of y'all, but it's truth. You have privilege I ain't got. Period, point blank. Neek, am I lying?
You ain't lying on that. You ain't lying on that at all.
That's what it is. Ooh, last two, Neek. Florida man, Florida woman want to show reverence to veterans by giving each other oral in front of them in Tampa at a veterans celebration.
So you want to celebrate the veterans by giving oral to the veterans?
Not giving each other in front of the veterans. Giving each other oral in front of the veterans, doing a certain number in front of them all on stage.
Wow. Close and Ford just really love sex.
Yes. This might have been our fourth fast story about a man pulling up a dress in a store. This year alone.
Right. That's just wild to me. Like, you're just going to do that in the middle of a veterans. We're showing love to the veterans and you're doing what you're doing. Nah, bro. It's too much. I don't think the vets want to see that, but most likely probably some do. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, your last story today is Florida woman who just bought $1 million house. Mm-hmm. Arrested, stealing $1,000 worth of lights from Home Depot.
It had to be white.
Of course.
Had to be a white person on that one. I ain't even got to look. Come on, bro. You got to meet. Like, rich people be wanting to be cheap so bad.
They are cheap. They get free food on the house all the time because they're rich. I don't understand. I'm going to charge you. You rich. Pay me.
But this is Home Depot, though. You know damn well they ain't getting nothing for free.
Yeah, we know Arthur Blank owns every dime.
Right. Well, every dime, don't matter who you are.
Even though I don't shop at Home Depot because of what they're doing in Georgia for as the not supporting the votes. They give money to the GOP who did these bills of voter suppression in Georgia. So, but Home Depot gave money to Donald Trump, so I didn't shop there anyway. Right. I'm a Lowe's man, by the way.
I don't see the point of you taking all those lights when you easily buy them at a price.
Yeah, you just bought me another house.
$1 million house. Straight cash. And you're stealing out of a Home Depot.
Privilege, bruh. They're going to be pleaded down to nothing.
Yeah, she probably got a good lawyer.
A pre-trial diversion program.
If she had a... If she can buy $1 million, she can get her a great lawyer.
Yeah. Pre-trial diversion never happened. Charges dropped.
Right. That's what's going to happen. Without a problem. Oh, man. That's just trash.
Very.
Rich. You is rich.
You steal that money. Only in Florida.
For now, only in Florida.
Coming to a state near you.
Correct.
I can see somebody in Germantown or Collierville doing that, or Roswell or Douglasville doing that. I can see that happening.
Right.
I can see it all going down. So, Neek, what are your thoughts on today's report, man? It was very crazy today.
People still using bowling balls like that. That's shocking. Like, you using that for fun? Can't just go on the beach and chill? No, you got to throw bowling balls at folks.
My thing is, it ain't gonna roll. If it misses, it's gonna stick in the sand.
Yeah, it's just gonna stay there.
But the Nick, they were diabolical. They were throwing their people in the water too. They could have killed somebody and drowned them. They get hit the right way.
They didn't care, bro. More of the story, stay off the beaches in Florida.
Definitely don't go to the beach at night in Florida. I mean, people like to go to the beach at night in Florida. I wouldn't do that.
I don't do beaches at night at all. The water look three times as scary at night.
Because there's nothing out there. It's dark. Especially if there's no moon. Especially if no moon out. That if it's part of the month with no moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's just looking bad.
I'm not a beach at night. It just reminds me of the transatlantic African slave trade. They got them at night. Got them on the boats and hustled them out. I don't need them. I don't need them thoughts in my head.
Hmm.
I don't need a ghost of Columbus or the Soto or any of them other conquistadors hitting me on the beach in Florida. I'm good. I'm good on that.
Right. I hear you.
You can't see what's in the water.
Nothing.
You hear it. Many people in Florida drown being messing around at night in the water. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either.
I have a rule. I'll be off the beach and across the bridge by sundown. I don't mess with it. For me, the beach is a daytime thing, not a nighttime thing.
Right.
Only
time I went to the beach at night is because LA has, you know, the like Santa Monica Beach has the Ferris wheel and has all these little attractions on the beach, on the pier. So when you look down, you see the water is black, but you can hear it, and you're just like, nah, I'm straight. Nope.
Exactly. So don't go to the beach tonight.
I'm not going to find somebody. If somebody was to fall in there, how would you find them?
You're not.
Not.
That's what some of you don't do.
Right. I'm straight on that.
Yep, same way I'm straight on BDSs. Like Whitlock, Steve Harvey, Stephen A. Smith, Stacey Dash, Candace Owens, Ben Carson, and many others.
Also, I realize a lot of those conservative places are going to Nashville of all places. Like, how does that work?
They're going where?
They're going to Nashville.
For what?
They start their own media place. Like, I don't know his name, but he started his own media place in Nashville, and now people going there.
Well, as Nashville gentrifies, it's becoming more conservative, unfortunately.
Right.
Because conservatives don't like taxes. Tennessee does not tax people as they should because of sales tax, which is good and bad. But Georgia's getting browner. That's good.
A good thing.
Tennessee is not, like I said, we said in a previous show,
Nope.
Tennessee can't flip because of the demographic in Tennessee aren't in favor of flipping.
Yep.
You got three blue counties at best.
And everybody else.
But you,
Only way you can flip those blue is by prayer.
yeah, Chattanooga's deep red, Knoxville deep red, Rutherford County is deep red, Clark's because most military people are conservative and Republicans,
Right.
which I don't understand, but well, I do understand because they give them money and all that kind of stuff and guns, all that kind of stuff, defense funding, but. Everything else is trash, but okay.
Yeah.
So, Tennessee, like he said, Tennessee's biggest cities are not set up to flip, unfortunately, due to demographics. But Mississippi is, if you play it the right way. Alabama can be if you play it the right way, because Huntsville's growing. So is Birmingham is shrinking. Huntsville's growing. Mobile.
Wow.
Montgomery, the black belt of Alabama, you can try. Kentucky, I turn out Lexington and Louisville like crazy to try. Arkansas is hard because it's not that big and the cities are not really demographically friendly to turning them around. The South best bet is going to be North Carolina, Georgia. Florida can be if you gotta work with the. No, I'm not gonna get involved in Florida. Georgia for sure. Alabama, you can flip it if you work at it in Mississippi. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina. Those are the four to flip.
Yep, those are all ones again.
The rest of them, it's too red until some people die, unfortunately.
Don't even think that.
But the problem is their kids vote the same way too. That's the problem.
Fair point.
So, folks, that's this week's Boss Report. Boss Neek, follow my man, Nacho Man Neek. Neek is not a BDS. Neek would never be a BDS. If he was, I'll tell him to his face, you a BDS. I'll try to save him from his own BDS and if he ever went that way. So
He's trying, try.
I would tell Nick that is BDSing. Don't do it. It's not good for the look. I can't have a co-host, a correspondent, a friend that's a BDS. I can't look. I know you beat. If I find out you BDS, I cut you off. That's what I'm just being. I'm being real. I can't
Right.
lie about that stuff.
Right. I hear you.
If I know that you BDS and I try, I cut you off. I can't. Like. Only way I deal with you if you was a chick and you had a big booty and you that way.
Wow.
I will overlook that for that in that situation only. It was worth my while in that regard. But unlike other Florida men, I would not be pulling up old dresses in the middle of public store and going to work.
Yeah, I understand that, but come on, man.
I ain't met none like that yet. But if I did, I may have to consider it.
None.
Huh?
Ain't got none.
Yeah, so, you know.
Ain't no attractive Republican women that's black.
Yeah, most of them are skinny, no booty, and flat chested.
Or bad wigs.
Or oddy bodied.
What's that?
Just nothing to work with. Just very heavy one area and nothing another area.
Oh, okay.
You know, so like, yeah, I just, yeah. So if that was ever to happen, which I doubt it will happen, I'm just saying. But yes, I don't fool with BDSs ever. I can't, I won't. I've cut many off over the past 4 years that I found out. I've cut off people I thought was, I've cut off guests on my show who were that way. And I found out they were that way, okay? I'll just say there are some coaches out there, some writers, who I found out drink the Kool-Aid. If you heard them on my show ever again, you haven't. That's why. I don't care. You shouldn't be that way. It's my damn show. Do what I want to. If I don't want to talk to you because of what you believe in, it does not align with reality, I ain't got to talk to you.
That is true.
I ain't gonna say nobody's name. I'm gonna say a former coach of a school I used to go to. I just talked to him till I found out what he's about. A Hall of Famer of coaching. I ain't gonna say the man's name. You can picture who the man is. You coach at a HBCU, and that's what you believe. But I'm not shocked. But it's just like, wow.
I'm not gonna say nothing on that one.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You coach at HBCU. That's what you think. You're recruiting young black girls. That's what you posting and thinking. Okay. They just say we don't talk no more. You used to like the man. Found it. Sometimes being people's friend on Facebook is actually resourceful.
You have a point on that one.
Like, I learned that way, though. He's like that. So, yeah. So, folks, we're here. We are a full service show here. We cover every basis, bring you news, bring you facts, information, and nuggets that you can use or not use. But if you use it, you'll be better for it. So, folks, it's Boss Neek. We out.
Peace.